is a presentation at San Jose State University, May 13, 1996, by His Divine Grace Bhakti Sundu Govinda Maharaj, Sixth World Tour.
Honorable Vaishnavinda, respected gentlemen and ladies, beloved children, I am feeling so fortunate to come here to give some idea about the religion of the Jiva souls. That is, I ordered by my spiritual master the actual religion of the Jiva soul, they forgotten and they are bonded by illusory environment and whole Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, etc. always trying to give that clue. They, if we'll try in the line of Vedas as well as Mahaprabhu, they immediately will get liberation from the bondage of Maya and can establish themselves their own property, that plane of dedication with the devotional mood. And they will get everything auspicious and happy position for themselves. Srila Guru Maharaj not was sectarian. He wants to give proper knowledge about God. And we can understand through His divine grace, the God is one But he is not powerless. God means powerful with power and playful with power. Otherwise creation is not possible. Otherwise his divine play is not possible. God powers have three categories. Divine power, that's called Parashakti. With the divine power, he is always playful. And creation, it's coming from his marginal potency. And shadow potency also, active. That's called Maya. All is activated by the wills of the powerful. And powerful's play for himself, not for others. But everybody, all these conditioned souls are liberated souls. Everybody have position in that transcendental abode. Harihi nirguna sakshat ishara prakriti par mayam buddha sachichakta koi bolle situatman. Beyond this mundane quality, beyond this mundane quality, there the Lord always playful with his power. And that is eternal. This conception given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, everywhere we can see. But what is our duty? Duty is, we are very insignificant, coming from marginal potency. Automatically we must be attracted with that divine potency. And all the jiva soul, naturally they are attracted that playful divine potency. And divine abode of Lord, it's also manifested through their divine potency. And playful, every jiva soul is playful there with their Lord and varieties of relationship. This is eternal and going on. But unfortunately, some of the conditioned souls, some of the jiva souls, they are, when looking the Maya, immediate feelings coming, I can enjoy with this potency. That is, Maya is shadow potency. And they are coming, that illusory environment, jumping in the illusory environment. And suffering from death, birth, happiness, sadness, many things. And all temporarily coming in their lifetime. And they are suffering from several Several species form. And Jalaja Navalukhani, Savara Lukhavinsati, Krimayo Rudra Sankhaka, Pakkinan, Dasalukha, from Trishutinsad Lukhani, Pasavochatu Lukhani, Manova. 84 lakhs of fishes
What do you think? Species of life.
Species of life. And they are the conditioned souls. They are taking death and birth, revolving, sakyaki.
Throughout those species. Transmigrating through different species of life.
Yeah, different species of life. Cyclic order. They are going through their karma. And what they are doing, that reaction coming to them, and that reaction giving another reaction. We also know it, the thesis, when come out, then antithesis automatically coming, then synthesis harmonizing, again synthesis when getting the position of thesis, then antithesis automatically growing side by side. And also Newton's third law, we can see to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. And that way, reactionary world, they are the conditioned souls taking death, birth, happiness, sadness, many things, difficulties. But death and birth is very important question for them. They are making something but cannot enjoy with that. When death will come, they do not know. Living everything through their karma and reactionary karma, then they are taking another path. This way they are
revolving
all the 84 lakhs of pieces.
8,400,000
pieces. And I told before that sloka, Jalaja Navalakkani, 9 lakhs of pieces
in the water.
Aquatics.
Aquatics.
Stavara Lokkhavinshati, 20 lakhs of pieces.
Stationary, non-moving.
Non-moving form. Like trees, plants, etc. Anyhow, for that some arrangement, always, that's also playful, from the transcendental world, coming down in the material environment, and giving some consciousness as they have, but it is suppressed. If we realize, we can understand through Upanishadha, the uttishtata jagrata prapto varan nibodhata. You are sleeping, you do not know who you are, and you are dreaming many things coming in your life, but it is necessary waking up and you try to proceed into your life's goal. And that process also they given for the help of that conditioned soul from the transcendental world. Time to time, playful Lord himself or his representative coming down in this mundane world. This is our Muni Rishi's discovery. They feel it, they have seen it, and they organize it. And Vedas, it is knowledge of transcendental descending through the Guru Parampara,
representatives.
Then that knowledge composed by Vedavyasa, no?
Yes, was composed. Compiled.
Compiled that knowledge, Vedavyasa. and divided four Vedas.
Yes.
And gist of the Vedas, he composed the Vedanta Darshan and 18 Puranas, and others also, many rishis. They research this matter, and they are satisfactory research written in form of their literature
and commentaries.
And commentaries also. And from there we can understand, and other sources, that through the preceptorial life, when we are getting that transcendental knowledge through our Guru, we are also practicing that process, and through that we understand about this illusory environment and the transcendental abodes, some feelings, news, everything. As our capacity, we are getting that. Munis and yogis, they are also trying other way, but this is very appropriate in this age of Kali Yuga, Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means the Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarvam Ittusrijya Vidhirati Kainkarchan Krishna Padrika Sayanta Sayatam Saranagati. Bhakti Yoga means first surrender to your Lord and try to serve your Lord through some expert guidance. This is Bhakti Yoga, and there are process many, mainly nine indicated. First, you give your attentive hearing about your Lord, then you will feel it, it is your own property, and you try to
give that to others.
You try to meditate it through your mood of devotion, mood of dedication, and it will reveal in your heart, and you can try to glorify and spread it to others. Then your mood of devotion will increase, and side by side you try to feel that Lord's presence in your heart, everywhere His presence, you will feel it, and after all, you will try to serve under some good guardian, what you cannot see, but you can feel, that will reveal to you very easily. There is some process in this age of Kali Yuga given in the Rishi scriptures, actually. That is, in this age, very easily you can connect through the transcendental sound vibration. And this process given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You chant the holy name, and holy name's transcendental form reveal in your heart, and through that you will get satisfaction, all satisfaction, and your mood of devotion will increase. And all illusory environment will go out from you, and feelings of transcendental chidananda, ananda, ecstasy, charm, beauty, love, everything, feelings, what is relationship with your Lordship, it will increase in your heart, and you cannot leave that association. And this process given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is stated so long before the Vedas, while Ved revealed in this mandate, before that, this knowledge revealed. And that divided way, many where it is spreaded, and spreaded in all religion also, their form is not same. But we can see the advice of the all religious experts, they are also given this process, they chant the holy name of their Lord. But Lord's own abode, that Goloka Vaikuntha, and he is playful there with love, charm, beauty, ecstasy, and varieties of charming quality and qualification. With that, his play always they are flowing and necessary to offer in that wave ourselves, connect within that wave, and that connection will come through that transcendental vibration. And the Lord's name, Lord, when He is the Sachidananda Vigraha, Sat Chit Evam Ananda. Sat means eternal and conscious, full of consciousness and full of ecstasy. That is His form. And that form, as Krishna, it's the sages, they feel like Vedavyas, like Narada, like Brahma. They all feel it. Not only feel, they also taken it. They are some service chants and serving there. But as their capacity that way, serving. And our connection through the divine name we can establish very firmly in the transcendental abode, and illusory environment go out from our vision and shatta.
Reality.
Reality.
Truth, reality.
That this is the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My English is very poor, but I am trying as I have. But you are all qualified, and considered with your qualification to understand these things. Everybody will be benefited with this conception. And for that, I am trying to present something to in front of you, but giving lecture is very difficult for me. But if you have any question about that, very short way I can answer that question, and that is good for me. That is, there is no difficulty so much to explain. Anyhow, we are trying to preach it, and why? That is, it is instruction of our Lord. If you have any property, if you property, and that is spiritual property, if you will give to others, then your property will increase, 100 times will increase it, and they also will be benefited through it. Bharat bhumite hoilo manushya janma jat janma sarthak karikara param upokar. Who is born in India, this is his first duty. You try to make yourself as a perfect servitor of the Lord and spread it to others for their super benefit. Jai Om Subhash Sri Bhakti Rakhal Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
So,
if you have any question, you can do it. And Maharaj first will tell something. Vipad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj always helping me for our preaching program all over the world. And he wants to say something. He is very expert in English, and it will be very appropriate if you give your hearing from him.
My faceless truth to my grace to you all. Today, very happy that His Divine Grace can come to stand as I speak. Actually, His visit here is something that I wanted to happen something like about 12 years ago when I came to San Jose myself. So it's a very happy moment for me. I was fortunate to have His association and also the association of His teacher in India for a long number of years. Today, when Jibar Vaishnavaraj came to his college tonight, he said, "Where are the students?" My reply is, "We are all students. Some of us are students of this university, some of us are students of His Divine Grace who are not studying in this university, in this college. But our special happiness and joy is to have the association of a great teacher. Of course, I know that none of you are fooled. None of you are fooled by the fact that Sri Guru Maharaj doesn't seem to speak very perfect English. Actually, His Divine Master also didn't care about that either, because Sri Guru Maharaj is learned in the origin of all languages, which is accepted widely by the majority of linguists in this present era, that is Sanskrit. There have been debates, of course, about the Indological roots, etc., with the other cultures. But in the main, we'll find that the historians of the world and the scientists and thinkers accept Sanskrit as the original language. And you've heard His Divine Grace's talk punctuated by various phrases of Sanskrit, and His presentation is invigorating and satisfying to the truth seekers and sincere searchers of the spiritual reality. And that was given by previous teachers going to the beginning of creation. So if any friends here today have any questions to present to His Divine Grace, I know He's very happy to reply to those rather than give a lecture point blank. Because His Divine Grace, as is the nature of the Vaishnavas, or the servitors of the Supreme Lord, Sri Vishnu, or Krishna, their nature is always not to present themselves as professors, but they also think of themselves as students. The teacher of our teacher's teacher, he also said to his disciples, if you consider me as your teacher, that's healthy, no doubt, but I would advise you to consider me as, if you like, the monitor. I don't know in America what expression is used. And one student is placed in charge of a class when the teacher or professor goes out for recess. That's called a monitor, isn't it? Where I was born, it was called a prefect. Anyway, be as it may, if you consider me as a monitor, still I consider myself a student. In other words, there's no end to knowledge, there's no end to learning. And we're also searching for the absolute Godhead, and He is the infinite. However, as His Divine Grace has pointed out today, this knowledge is unending, and the absolute is a personality, the supreme personality of Godhead. This has been given to us by the Vedic scriptures. And this knowledge was existing even before the Vedic scriptures were manifested in this world, revealed in this world through the great saints, sages, rishis, munis, or thinkers, and representatives. And that knowledge descends from higher to lower, from the higher echelons to the lower. In the present day and age, of course, we know that there's been an influx, a large influx of would-be teachers. Still, the glory of Indian thought, for want of better words. But the words are also good, because India is the land where spiritual matters have been cultured from time immemorial. And we find that the people of the world, all over the world now, in the future, in this present era, are all turning to the vision of India. Unfortunately, in one respect, there has been an influx of teachers who may not have given the highest teachings of that reality, of that beautiful reality, who is known as Krishna, as His Divine Grace explained. But if the majority, shall we say, the majority may be ignorant, some philosophers say the majority of the masses may be ignorant, but still, by our good fortune, we can have the association and the proximity of experts. Ignorance doesn't presuppose that experts are absent. Moreover, something which is really rare, which is very intrinsically beautiful and necessary for our sincere search of the reality and its true ontological representation, that will not be denied a sincere seeker. So as students, whether academic students or intellectual or spiritual students, we're all benefited by the presence of a true teacher. And that's what we've come for. And so any questions are welcomed. And His Divine Grace, I know, will enlighten us all with His reply. As I said, as Maharaj says, I don't know English very well, but true knowledge is not something that depends on a language.
Times he's asking.
True knowledge is
transferred to a higher
language. And that all languages of this world are imperfect. Because there are languages of a higher plane, a higher realm, and those languages, those words, those, if you can define them, those thoughts, as Sri Narayan said, those waves, they flow from the higher world down to the fortunate and sincere seekers. In this world, we want to fulfill the purpose of the human life and return to the original abode or divine home of the transcendental world. Thank you very much. There's a question. Please.
In the San Francisco, San Jose Bay Area, it is very popular, increasingly popular, to take up the worship of the goddess. And partly, I think, this is my personal opinion, but reflected in conversation with some of these, mostly women, some men, this seems to be both a political preference and a spiritual preference. They want to have a female deity, supreme person, as you say in your culture, who is a goddess. They also want to have women in charge, women in control, women understanding, women preaching. Here we see five males on the stage who are very interested in spiritual life. But how does this relate to these women? Who really prefer to have a goddess worship. I don't think, for one thing, I don't think that the one fault I find with the goddess worship is it seems to me very, very poorly developed. And I wish it were better developed, and I was wondering if you have anything you think you could contribute to their practice.
In this part of America, there's a general trend that the lady section of society should be given proper honor.
They may not hear the question.
Consciousness that a male is not a male human, may not be, should not show superiority over a female. The ladies, they also have their contribution to the human society, and many are found taking the position of leaders. And we happy to hear your culture and your teachings, but here we see the five gentlemen are here to give the teachings.
Actually, this meeting organized our one female devotee. She is Brajamohini Devidasi, and with her, mostly female devotee here seated, they organized. And our Martin Soke, they have got first honor for continuing our mission. But we come from outside of India, outside of America. Maharaj come from New Zealand. That Maharaj also come from Vrindavan. This Maharaj come from New Jersey. And here our representative, temple president, this Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj. And you know, I come from India. Actually, we are sitting here and show this religious movement all over the world. We are preaching country by country. We have representative. But our full honor, enjoying our female devotee in our so-called mosque, That is, we are respecting them as our mother. And then here is actually may not be shown, but behind always there like the potency of the Lord. They are supplying energy to all the male devotees. There's no problem to understand it. And here seated so many our women devotees, and they are all leaders actually. Here is from Bengal another lady devotee, Devomoyi Devi Dasi. She is living in Concord and she is organizing there our mission. It is for others' information, I given that some knowledge. But we not consider female or male that way. Where is devotion, there our honor always we are paying to them. But female and male, it is different, no doubt. But in the line of devotion, actually our highest conception, when we will get that position, all we are actually holding our existence within female circle. Maybe someone, maybe Dasharas or relationship with Lord, that Dasharas, and someone have relationship Shukaras.
Serving. Friendship relationship.
Friendship. But mostly our sampradaya means our school of devotion. It is under guidance of Rupa Goswami Prabhu in this mandate, but transcendental abode there also, she is powerful expansion, powerful expansion.
These women who are worshipping goddess, all right, they are taking mostly tradition from so-called Celtic religion.
An ancient race who worshipped goddess form.
Goddess form.
What is form?
They are worshipping a goddess.
Yes,
and taking their conception from the ancient Celtic race.
Yes, yes. And I'm wondering if there's... India is kind of a repository of knowledge and experience in cultivating spiritual life, if you will, principles and practices. How can... Do you have anything to offer to these women who wish to worship the goddess?
India has an all-around... all-around way. India contains all teachings and knowledge in the spiritual wisdom. So what can be offered to these persons here who worship the goddess?
Actually, Saraswati Thakur, he spoke of predominating and predominated moiti, two halves of the thing. He did not say that absolute truth is all male. He's saying that it is male and female. Served and served.
God's conception is vague. Can you give a more definite conception of the goddess, supreme goddess?
Maharaj, you, what he wants to say, to tell?
Yes.
It is appropriate answer, I think so.
When the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who he presented that actually the supreme truth is neither male or female, but he spoke of predominating and predominated moiti. Moiti, the word means half. So Krishna is the predominating person, but his internal potency, that is called predominated moiti, and neither can exist without the other. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who we follow, is the combined form of Radha and Govinda. And both elements are there, both male and female within the absolute truth. It is not that the absolute truth is either male or female, but both is actually present there. So,
Sashakti Shakti Man. Sashakti Shakti. With power, the powerful. This is the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it is playful. Then they are divided as power and powerful. Okay. Then
one time Srila Govinda Maharshi gave the example of just like the light bulb. The light bulb emanating light.
Maharaj, what he wants to say, to tell? It is appropriate answer, I think so.
When the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who he presented that actually the supreme truth is neither male or female, but he spoke of predominating and predominated moiti. Moiti, the word means half. So Krishna is the predominating person, but his internal potency, that is called predominated moiti, and neither can exist without the other. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who we follow, is the combined form of Radha and Govinda. And both elements are there, both male and female within the absolute truth. It is not that the absolute truth is either male or female, but both is actually present there. So,
Sashakti Shakti Man. Sashakti Shakti. With power, the powerful. This is the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it is playful. Then they are divided as power and powerful. Okay. Then
one time Srila Govinda Maharshi gave the example of just like the light bulb. The light bulb emanating light, but it is actually situated within the light, you can say light socket, and the power is flowing through that bulb. Without the power, that bulb has not the ability to be able to emanate light. So when we speak of transcendence, there is both power and the power, or what is called Shaktiman, the source of that power, and also the power itself. And both are together. Now, actually within our tradition, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he described that within India, many persons, they may talk about the worship of Krishna, but we are also actually the followers of Shishi Radha Krishna. We cannot separate Krishna from his potency. And in this way, actually, our line of vision, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he said, what we are following, he gave one word he spoke of as Shuddha-Shaktas. Shuddha-Shaktas mean the worshippers of that divine potency of the Lord. We are more interested in serving the servitor of the Lord than serving the Lord directly. In the scriptures, the Puranas, Krishna himself says, he who says he is my devotee, he is not so much my devotee, but who says that he is the devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee. So we are not saying that we are approaching the Lord directly, but actually our approach is through the servitor line. One understanding was given is that the exclusive devotees who are in the Lord's service, they are 24 hours a day engaged in the Lord's service, and
Krishna. He wants to present. He wants to serve them. But they will not accept any service from the Lord. They're engaged 24 hours a day in His service. So there is not that opportunity to accept service from the Lord. But who gives service to them immediately is very much endeared to the Lord. Actually, our line of service, which goes through the devotee to it, the spiritual master, is going up to the servitor of the Lord and not to the Lord directly, because we give more importance to that position. And the dearmost servitor of the Lord is Srimati Radharani. And actually, everything is emanation from her service. The whole mood, all of Vrindavan, the Lord's abode, everything is an emanation from her. And of course, these are very high subject matters, but actually this is the line of the Gaudiya Vaishnava is going in that way, and more importance is given there. Somebody may talk about we are worshippers of Krishna, but we are actually not in that position. We cannot separate Krishna from His divine potency. So our line is like that, and the highest position of service is actually shown of the when Maharaj spoke that actually the highest position is the female category, is because actually who is recognized as the dearest devotees of Krishna are actually the residents of the gopis of Vrindavan. That Uddhava, he said that gopis are female. Uddhava said that he prayed to take that position, to be born in Vrindavan, so that he, as a creeper, as a plant, so he could simply get the dust of the feet of the gopis who are serving Krishna. Anyway, these things are not easily understood because there are subject matters which require some introduction within Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, and for a first meeting, it is a little difficult to penetrate into these subjects. But it is actually our essence. So to characterize that because sitting on the stage as representatives of the world mission, that they are sannyasis, they're in saffron dress, they're male. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Kiba Vipura Kiba Nyasi Shudra Kani Noye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. He said that all these external things are not the real consideration. The real consideration is Ye Krishna Tattva Veta, who understands what is the essence of spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, Se Guru Hoy. He is given the highest position. It doesn't matter what the external position is, what his race is, what his form is, anything external, but it is all based on actual substance. Our Guru Maharaj, he said, we are worshippers of substance, not form. And we are more interested in the substance, not in just some outer appearance that I may put on this form, this lifetime male, next lifetime female. What is the difference? That kind of
understand? And your question was it? Okay. Yes?
Yes, my question is, why are there different forms of yoga, like Bhakti yoga and Kriya yoga, if the main aim and the main goal of yoga is to get in touch with the true nature of the divine truth, so to speak?
Why are there different... Why are there different forms or classes of yoga? Why are there different kinds of yoga? Hatha yoga, Raja yoga, Bhakti yoga. Why are there different kinds of yoga if the main goal of
yoga... Yoga means karma su kausalam. Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that yoga means practicing process. If somebody practicing through only activity, pious activity, that called karma yoga. Somebody with hatha yoga, there is asana, pranayama, dhyana, dharana, nididhyasana, samadhi, etc. They are practicing that way. And every yogas have some destination. Jnana yoga, they are also, who is practicing jnana yoga, his destination up to Brahma, who is practicing Hatha Yoga up to his destination up to Paramatma, Tattva, and Karma Yoga, they are merging to others. They have destination up to Sargaloka, but it can extend through others' association. And Bhakti Yoga, this exclusive mood of devotion to their Lord and practicing process also something different. But all destination is not same. Who wants to go to San Francisco, he will go to San Francisco, or in America, but different their city. But all is city of America. Like that, Karma Yogi, they are always merging some another yoga. Otherwise, they are not getting proper result. But Jnana Yogas have own some destination. And Hatha Yoga destination, they are getting Paramatma Purusha Sakhatkar. And they are merging that loka. Vadantita tattavidas tattangas jnanamadvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. Three destination, mainly we can see je brahma, paramatma and bhagavan. Through jnana yoga we can march up to brahma loka. And paramatma, feelings getting through Hatha Yoga. But in Bhakti Yoga, practicing Bhakti Yoga, they are getting the Bhagavat Loka. Jadgatta nanivartante taddhama paramang mama. Krishna Gita has said, that is my own abode. Through the devotion, you can come to my own abode, but they are practicing process. Manmana bhava, madbhakto bhava, madjaji bhava, man namaskuru. What is the English, Maharaj? Manmana, give your mind to me. Manmana bhava, madbhakto.
Yes, my devotee, do my worship, and I bow to you, you will come to me.
Oh, fully.
Yes.
Manmana bhava, madbhakto bhava, madjaji bhava, man namaskuru.
And always bow down to me, give your respects to me. Mama Yosa Sisatanki, Pratijani Priyosi Nai, and I promise you, you will certainly come to me because you are beloved of me.
And I shall give service in my abode to you. The first bhakti yogas, their first qualification is surrender. Surrender fully, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. Then he will take charge of us. And our practicing process, there may be some fault, maybe not, all going to his own account. This is the bhakti yoga practicing. But yoga means karmasu kaushalam. It is only practicing process. What is kaushal? Wisely, they are trying to practice in different process.
Skillfully what? Karmasu kaushalam?
Different process. But all process not going in same place. All destination not is same place. There is some different category, different level. Bhur bhuvasya gradation, this thing is. Bhur bhuvasya maha jana tapa satya lok. Then upper seven class, seven standard class in upper level. And beyond that, existing the transcendental world. And it is all included within this Brahmanda, this universe.
In other words, also that there are different destinations because
the Lord expands himself in different ways. When the effulgence of the Lord, that effulgence is sustaining all the planets. That's effulgence, all the planets are resting in that. That is called the Brahma Jyoti. It is the light coming from the Lord. And by the practice of Gyan Yoga, one can merge into that effulgence. But it is an artificial, in one sense you can say, that is coming from the Lord, it is non-different from the Lord, but it is an artificial position. And one, from a higher perspective, that is an artificial position because the living entity has qualities, he has desires, he has his own, he has a spiritual existence, and that is like a dormant or sleeping position to being merged into that effulgence. So another expansion of the Lord is Paramatma. The Lord expands himself in the heart of all living entities. And the yogis also meditate on that Paramatma form. But all these are emanations from Bhagavan, the source of everything. That verse that was quoted is Vedanti Tat Tat Bhavidam Tatvam Yad Janamad Vayam Brahmati Paramatmati Bhagavaniti Shabyate. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that all these things are actually emanations from that personality of Godhead. That term Godhead maybe is not so much known in our normal conversation, but the word is used to distinguish that what is the source of all expansions of transcendence. Of everything is coming from him. He's the source. So that Supreme Godhead, that target, that is attained by Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means actually devotion and dedication. So because we're talking about personality, the other processes do not bring in the complete aspect of personality. People think that personality is limiting, but actually, personality and form, everything, that is, in this case, it is spiritual, it is not material. And to establish that relationship directly between the soul and the Supreme Lord, that relationship is established between bhakti, and no other process can actually establish that direct relationship. That's why Maharaj said that just like you can travel to different cities, but for instance, if you're traveling from here to take one point, like say Seattle. Along that path going to Seattle, there are different cities that you can pass through. And they may be on the same road, the same path, but they're not the final destination. Your final destination, in this case, established Seattle. Other cities are there on the same path, but they are not the actual goal. So that in that way we say each process, each practice giving some result, and it's giving some result, some contact with transcendence, with divinity. But the full expression of divinity is found through the process of complete surrender or dedication of the soul to the Supreme Lord.
Okay.
And that is bhakti. Yes, true.
I have a question. Why do we need a pure spiritual master to love and serve? Why can't we love and serve God directly? Why do we have to go through someone else?
First, we must consider we are practitioners. If we will enter into our practicing life, they are first Lord coming as a form of teacher, we are telling his guru. And everywhere it is necessary the teacher. After taking bath, always we need some help. And if we want to learn anything without help of others, it is very difficult. Then every higher teacher's provision,
necessity,
we cannot deny. And when it is life spiritual, then who is enlightened by spiritual life and practicing spiritual practices,
functions
in spiritual method, if until connect with him, we cannot understand which way we shall go here in this building. We invited by the authority, no doubt, but we do not know way, which way we shall come. There we need some guide. And spiritual master is a guide. He is guiding us, but we are, that is, practicing spiritual life, then we are attached so much with spiritual master. And why? In the form of spiritual master, our Lord, he is helping to us. And for that, it is so important, exclusively we will try to understand from our spiritual master with the mood of Parinipat, Pariprasna and Seva. That is submission and
inquiry
and service. Then spiritual master always necessary. Material world also there is necessary, the teacher. Then it is very appropriate. But spiritually we will get help direct from our Lord. That is, we need, we want our Lord's mercy. And Lords have sarvato kishiro mukham, sarvata panipadantat sarvato kishiro mukham. He can see everything. And he also can see my heart, what I want, what I need. And immediately from that upper level, his help will come in front of me as my guru. But guru must be perfect, and somehow going the business as guru, that is a perfect thing. That always imitation in this world, where you will go, there you will see the original and imitation. Original, right? Original, no?
Genuine
and imitation. It is possible to be cheated by imitation, but you must be conscious about that. And it is also stated in the scripture, taking the religious instructor as guru, before that you must examine him. As possible by you, you cannot examine his full the qualities and qualification. But as you have some feelings, that way you must try to first know that he is really spiritual world knower, or he is a cheater. You must inquire first. But after taking some time, you have no right to inquire. But before that, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you can wait for inquiry. But if you are satisfied with him, you immediately exalted to him and not wait 1 second. That is, your lifetime is not certain. You will alive up to 70 years or 80 years. Tomorrow you cannot say what will be for you. Then today, if you will get that knowledge, inspiration, from today you will try. This is the advice of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad was very junior age devotee.
Young boy.
A young boy, but he enlightened by Narad Goswami, and he have got all transcendental knowledge, light, and his advice like this way. Anyhow, master is always necessary everywhere. Even I am coming, entering in this building, there are also some instructor necessary. Otherwise, I do not know how is that meeting. Yes?
Can hear so much.
How can I, the last, at the first minute,
get
the
great?
That's
a great.
How
can
you
integrate the theory of evolution with your philosophy?
Okay. In our science class, we are taught about the theory of evolution.
Evolution.
Evolution. And as a person interested in your teachings, how can I integrate the teachings of evolution with your teachings? Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Can you
explain?
Now, I'm interested in your teachings, and in our science teachings in the college, we are taught the theory of evolution, how this species evolved from another species, evolved from another species. Is it correct?
Yes.
Yes. Darwin's theory. How man came from a previous species that came from another previous species, and how does that harmonize with your teachings?
Well, did you understand what is?
No, I didn't hear this so much. I'd like to hear her question again.
Is there any way to integrate these two ideas, the theory of evolution as taught in the schools and the science, and our idea of how creation has come about? Is there a way to harmonize those two different ideas?
Mm-hmm. Two different ideas, if completely different, then it is not possible to harmonize the negative and positive. But we can inquire what is negative and what is positive. But that way, satisfaction may come to us, but the negative and positive, there is harmony is not possible. That harmony not will go in same position. And that if we will try the negative and positive without support of neutral, then it will flash. The clash will come always. So actually, we will try to discover what is negative and what is positive. This mundane science, it proceeding Darwin theory, I heard somebody told Darwin theory. Darwin's have one theory, and that is not fully proved, no doubt, but it is some way it is proved. But other theory coming, what is coming down to the knowledge transcendental, that theory with Darwin theory completely different. And why it is different? The 84 fish, you know, what's that?
8,400,000.
8,400,000.
84 lakhs.
Huh? 84 lakhs. No. 4 lakhs of fishes.
400,000 species of humans.
Human
types.
Some of the type of human, it's we can agree, they can come into Darwin theory. But all human that way come, it is not possible. And if it is the human society coming, but other society, other fishes, there is the trees have life.
Trees, fish, animals.
Fishes have life, animals, many varieties of animals, there is life, and many insects, there is life. then all is coming that way, it is not. All, inside of the all, there is existing one spark, spark of life, and that is eternal, that is our theory, coming from Vedas. And that can enter anywhere. You see, electron and proton theory, it is very appropriate to understand this. And gene theory also now come. Yeah, they are changing the genes. Through the genes, they are changing the form.
Gene.
Gene. It is called gene. They are changing some form. But Shambhu, Swayambhu, one Swayambhu come out. But after Swayambhu, Swayambhu means Brahma. Brahma is first creator of God. The after Brahma, another Brahma not creation, created. Swayambhu, when first creation come in this universe, and he is the Brahma. But after Brahma, if it is accidental creation or something like that, then some accidental creation like Brahma, another can come. It is Chandokya 32,000 bachchar, 5,000 years already passed. So within 5,000 years, no one Brahma we can see, they come out. Then that is not proper fission. Our Vedas say creation coming from the marginal potency. And marginal potency, it is manifestation, happening manifestation. All is existing within consciousness. Everything existing within consciousness. It is only manifestation. That is our theory. Now when they are manifestation, manifesting, the mostly going to transcendental power side. That is, there is life, positive side. Someone coming into the negative side. Unfortunately, that is not willingly they are coming, but when their vision coming to negative side, they are attracted by negative, and negative also attracting that sparking light. And that is called jiva soul. So that jiva soul can enter to anywhere and any fishes. And we see that electron proton, how much power inside of the electron proton, we can understand now through the atom. And it is science also given so much knowledge to us to understand that universal creation. That one paramanu means atom. If you want to break that atom's form, how much power can come out through that, we understand. Then one elephant body and one man body and one dog body, that little sparking light can control and can move. And this is the creation of God. And that is our idea. Otherwise, another also, few days ago it's come in my knowledge, we are purchasing some stone, grinding stone pieces, stone pieces grinding there, and there is different values. 4,000 rupees, one truck, and another stone value 3,200 rupees. Then I asked them, why this different? Same color, little color difference, no doubt. But why the price different? And that person told, and I was surprised, this knowledge also spread it to village to village. It is in Vedas, we know that. But which is they understand, I suppose, they told one is dead as mountain, and another is living mountain. We are blasting from living mountain, collecting this stone. And dead mountain, we are blasting and collecting this stone. That is dead mountain, their value is less value, and living mountain's value is this. They have not seen mountain is moving or anything. But their knowledge comes that way, it is living mountain and it is dead mountain. But this theory is in our Vedas. And nowhere we will see the mountain, there is life. But trees have life, plants have life. Sir Jagadish Bose, he given that theory to us and he proved it. And still we have seen, and it is in India, many higher, but we have seen in Fiji, there are some plant, if you touch that plant will go this way.
Contract.
Again, plant will go this way. Again, you touch, then there is life, otherwise not happen. But so many things, at once that sparking light through their action, they are going to pieces, and varieties of pieces. Today I am a man, human body. Tomorrow I shall get human body or not, it is depending upon my karma, my activity. And it is very truthful that to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. What told Newton, scientist, very famous scientist, it is inside of our Srimad Bhagavad Gita very clearly told this theory. What Newton discovered, that is in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Karmanye vadhikaraste, and that karma yoga. Tetang bhukta sarvalokam vishalam, kine punne martalokam vishanti, evam trai dharma manu prapanna gatagatan kama kama labhante. As their activity, they are getting that reaction and result, and after finishing that result, they are again coming down and activated with other species. And there also again result coming, and this way creation happening.
Now, also, Maharaj, based on what you said, you were saying that actually, the material energy is shadow potency. Then shadow is not the source of... The shadow is only following. The shadow is not the actual... There's no evolution through the shadow existence. But the shadow existence... The evolution coming through the through consciousness. The evolution is of a consciousness. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chajit yanti kalevaram. There is evolution, but on the conscious level.
Evolution? Subjective evolution. It is in conscious level, and that is the positive. And negative, there evolution not possible, but what coming, that is sided for. And it is always passing, so not existing. Yes, sir.
A series of questions in a line, perhaps. Krishna goes back, was it 8,000 years ago? The Krishna's incarnation was...
5,000 years ago.
5,000 years ago, okay. Was Krishna's incarnation before Rama, or was Rama's before Krishna? How far back does Rama's incarnation go?
Yes. It is... My cyclic system, it is going on. That's called 360-degree, this
Pachakra. Revolution of
cycle. Cycle, 360-degree. There is 12 parts. We are seeing Jibesha, Vrisha, Mithuna, Karkata.
Zodiac.
Zodiac.
It's not linear measurement of time. It is going on eternally, and what is appearing as 5,000 years ago, and then Lord Rama was many millions of years ago, but then before that, Lord Krishna comes once in the day of Brahma, but there are many, many days of Brahma in the lifetime of Brahma. The time is eternally going
Brahma.
On.
Brahma. Okay. Maya saying Brahma, but no, Krishna coming in Brahma's one day, once,
is it? When coming? Swayam Bhagavan Krishna coming once in a day of Brahma.
I don't think that that's my question. All I want
to know no, is... No, your question understand. That's telling. Yeah. Krishna coming, you know that correctly, then tell.
His question is another question.
His question, yeah, Ramchandra is first or Krishna is first?
Yeah, yeah.
This is his question.
Right. Yeah.
So, Ram avatar is first or Krishna avatar is first? Who's avatar? Who comes first?
That's Ram. That's explaining to his avatar. So, was Rama an avatar of Krishna or was Krishna an avatar of Rama?
Yes. Both are revolving in the cycle system. Then you cannot say who is first and who is last. Cycle system, it is?
Sure.
360 degrees, that is cycle system. Then Ramchandra coming Treta Yuga, then Krishna coming Dwapar Yuga, age of Dwapar, then Gauranga coming Kali, then again it is Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. This way cyclic system it is. Well, then all Yugapat Satya. Yugapat Satya, what is it?
Yes. Simultaneous truth.
Simultaneous? Yugapat Satya. Did he ask you both about it?
Existence.
Yeah, they are both simultaneously
existing.
Both simultaneously existing and both are eternal and infinite. Their identification. Then it is eternally existing. Then it is first, it is last, we cannot say.
Right, but where I was leading up to is we live our lives like this all happened back then. It's not happening now, and so we're trying to worship all these from the past. It's happening now.
This world, it's come, Ramchandra first come. In our knowledge, in this creation, Ramchandra first come, then Krishna come, then Gauranga come. This is our knowledge. But it is cyclic system going this way. That is our Vedic knowledge giving that idea.
Of those, Krishna was the only Purna, is that correct? Krishna was the only Purna.
No, Ramchandra also Purna. Ramchandra also Purna. Ramchandra Purna Brahma. Krishna also Purna Brahma. But there is little difference. Rasena Utkirshate Krishna Rupam Echara Prasthiti. Ramchandra, he is Marjada Purushottam. This is called Marjada Purushottam. And Krishna is Lila Purushottam. Only their divine play going different move. Divine play of Ramchandra, it is following all the rules and regulation of the Vedas. And Krishna's play, not like that. Sometimes breaking rules, sometimes making rules. But both are divine. For supreme personality of Godhead. Both, what a key balajabe, or hoti ki prakash.
So it's almost like there was a dharma.
Both manifestation
of supreme personality of Godhead, but only different their play system. Playing system is different. One following the rules and regulations of the Vedas, and one following rules, regulation, but sometimes breaking, and play also mood, a play with concerthood.
Due to the yoga, was that due to the yoga they were in? Was that why?
Yes, it is definitely. Yoga changed due to the yoga. But Krishna's play going mostly little random, you can say, and honored by all the rishis. And Ramchandra plays also honored by all the rishis. But there is not random play.
Free.
All is bonded by the rules of the bearers. He's shown it. We will say he's shown it, his character. Shown it.
So, in my experience, there is no such thing as any yoga except Satya Yuga. I don't say that I live in Satya Yuga, but in my intellectual experience, I assert there's no such yoga other than Satya Yuga. And that when you say that we are asleep, that we need to awaken, if we awaken, will we not awaken to Satya Yuga?
Yeah.
That's my assertion.
I consider that there's only one yuga, Satya Yuga. When you say Uttishtata Jagrat, you're sleeping, then I'm considering when we wake up, then we'll be awake to Satya Yuga. Is it correct?
It's still
yes,
there.
That feeling, that feelings is like that.
We've gone.
Mane, when we are getting the consciousness full, clear, that is coming not Satya Yuga only, above Satya Yuga.
More than that.
More than that, we are getting that.
Conception in itself is not wrong.
My consciousness fully clear, fully coming to me. Then I wake up position. Then not depending upon any yuga. Over that.
Beyond. Position is
beyond that
position. Transcendental to everyone.
Yeah.
Find me very.
No,
not clear.
Actually, has some kirtan now?
Is there a time?
Yes, time told after 12 o'clock, no? What shall we do? Now some sankirtan? Huh? Okay. Thank you very much, you all, that given me chance to discuss about Krishna consciousness. And many thanks to the authority of this university and also our devotees.